from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
No, it's Friday, Fesco in the morning, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco. Damn, glad to have you. It looks like it's going to be, I don't know if you can define perfect weather day. I feel like today will get pretty close. There'll be somebody out there be like, it could be a little cooler or it could be a little warmer. But my God, it's August 9th and it's still 60 degrees outside.
It was nice. I had a window down morning same. Today. It was actually one of those days where, like, I'm going to take the long way today because it's such a cool, crisp morning. I wanted to have the windows down. So I didn't even get on the highway today, Dusty. I took, like, 25 minutes to get here.
Just did going you do on. The Knoll cruise?
I didn't go. No, not at all. Not even all. I went up Antioch and had a nice little, going 47 into 35 until I realized, oh, wow, I'm speeding. I better slow down here a little bit.
I've got to give credit where credit's due on the text line. Somebody said, imagine Saturday you're watching the Royals and the Chiefs at the same time. And Bobby Wood Jr. hits a home run, and Mahomes hits Xavier Worthy with like a 60-yard
pass. How awesome would that be?
I don't know if my house, I don't know if I can handle that. Like that's a legitimate thing that could happen.
That's the ultimate Kansas City sports fan moment right there, right?
Because all you'd need is a side-by-side tweet, and you'd have Bobby Wood Jr. hitting a home run, Mahomes throwing a bomb, and just be like, okay, I need a 20-pack of Parliament Lights, and I need a 6-pack of Tall Boys and Miller High Life, and just leave me alone.
Leave me alone, because that is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, that I mean, how cool would that be, though?
I mean,
like, both TVs are on, Bobby Witt hits a home run, and Patrick Mahomes drops a dime to Xavier Worthy, and everybody goes crazy. Kansas City would lose their collective minds, right?
I mean, it would just be absolutely nuts.
I still think at times we're having a tough time handling the successes of both of these teams right now. Like, we just don't know what to do, because we've never been here before. Just celebrate. Just love life.
The only thing that could ruin it is if, like, both those guys do it and then the tweet above it is, and there's a drive by Nick Castellanos. Yeah. It's way back. Yeah. Like, damn it. Not again. This guy always comes the wrong time of the moment.
I've never seen anything like that Castellanos thing, too.
It's
like,
weird.
It's wild.
It's every time.
Every time. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, there is a way for Bobby Witt Jr., in my opinion, to win MVP, and I think there's another chance the Royals could get another award, and MLB Network talked about it for a little bit.
Now, Kansas City is a wild card, and this guy is making sure of it. The power, the speed, and Zero, you and I were talking in the commercial about the range.
He's everything.
That's everything.
Listen, you get a little Pollyanna up here, but I have a 14-year-old son. This is who I want him watching, right? He's everything that's right in the game right now, Bobby Witt. He's doing it all.
John, is there any scenario where he could overtake Aaron Judge for MVP? I mean, that's...
I mean, he does have a 7.5 war, and Judge is at 7.9. I mean, Judge...
I put it out there on Twitter, and people on both sides were going nuts. Of course it's Judge. And then Kansas City
was
like,
really? Meantime.
Look, Aaron Judge is the MVP. But if if Kansas City wins that division, right.
106 losses last year.
And boys, that's where it starts. Technical difficulties. I'm so glad that was BetQL and not like Pornhub.
Yeah, right.
Because then I'd be like, wait a minute, I just signed on for this.
Well, that was blocked in Kansas.
Is it?
I think it is, actually.
That's where...
Did Josh tell us that before he left?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh, yeah, we found that out together.
What are you going to do with all your time off, Kling? Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Yep. Here's the deal. There is a way for Bobby Witt Jr., in my opinion, to win MVP. And a few things have to happen. Baltimore has to win the East, which can easily happen.
Easily happen, yes.
The Royals have to win the Central, which is very much on the table. Four games out, big season or big weekend in a series for Cleveland and Minnesota. They play a doubleheader today and then play Saturday and Sunday. Royals play the Cardinals two games, then they're off Sunday. They get to sit back and watch. If the Royals win the Central, Bobby Witt Jr., without a doubt, deserves to be in the MVP because there are basically two key players from last year's team on this roster that are being impactful, one more than others, Sal and Bobby
Witt
Jr.
Sal and Bobby, yeah.
Vinny was hurt all year last year, or for most of the year. And Bobby Witt Jr. has elevated his game and made...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Made this team better. I know it's a team sport. But look at how many times Bobby Witt Jr. has been responsible or been the guy.
Yeah, of course.
You win the division, you're not only going to win coach of the year, you're going to win MVP as well. Mm-hmm. I think Q would be the manager of the year, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because right now it's Cleveland's manager. So you look at those two. Well, if you win the Central and you lost 106 games,
hang on with that though. Like I understand how they do. Like what about Baltimore's manager for manager of the year? Like everybody like always wants to take the team that was no good. They flipped it around. Like what Q's going to be and get manager of the year? But like Baltimore's been consistently good. Like that guy should get some recognition. Like sure. I think there's a lot of different dudes in the American League,
right?
That you could probably get three or four of those guys could be manager of the year.
But what's crazy about managers of the year, coach of the year? Andy Reid, we know, will never win.
Never.
Right? Because he's always expected to win 13 games. So if a guy like Dan Campbell wins it when a team goes 7-9 or 9-8 because their expectations were Detroit and they exceeded them because they've always been bad, then why does that narrative not work for Q? When you lose 106 games and the very next year you win your division. And again, if you think, Dusty, you're high, not yet. you can't win this division. Yes, you can. You're four games out. Cleveland's lost five in a row. That pitching staff is starting to finally miss Shane Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the Royals, who are four games out, play St. Louis, and their manager, or their skipper, who joins the show every Wednesday, should be the front runner, and Bobby Witt Jr. could be the MVP and should be the MVP because you not only led your team to a first place finish in your division, you exceeded expectations by a million, and your coach and your best player did it. And Kansas City not only reigns supreme in the division, they reign supreme on two awards mm-hmm. that are both well-deserving, and they did exactly what the award is told. You exceeded your expectations, and you were part of the reason why you are where you are.
Well, the way that Q's managing this team right now, keeping it very calm, very steady, I think is very important. You know, like, he's not too high, not too low, and that's what you need during the course of a baseball season. You can't pressure these guys to say, oh my God, every game matters, and if you don't win, the world is ending. That's why with the must-win thing, I think that was a little kind of, you know, homage back to Matheny, where every game was a must-win game, yeah. And if you didn't win, oh my God, the world was going to end. You can't live your life like that, you know, in Major League Baseball. There was a gentleman on WFAN, our sibling station in New York, by the name of Keith McPherson, who said, quote, everyone wants to bring Bobby Witt Jr. from the Kansas City Royals into the MVP conversation because they're not pitching to Judge. Well, I don't understand right there how you can say Aaron Judge is the MVP if people aren't pitching to him, right?
Well, he's striking out, though.
He doesn't have the opportunity to produce because people are taking that opportunity away from him. And if they're taking that opportunity away from him, then he's not producing like Bobby Witt is, and he's not the catalyst that Bobby Witt is in order to go out there and win ball games. And I think if you just watch both guys side by side, and again, this is not a knock on Judge at all. It's to show you how great, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is. He does it with the glove. He does it with the bat. He does it with speed. He is a legitimate 5-tool player. Aaron Judge is not a 5-tool player, and that's okay. He's really good at mashing the ball, right? He's really good at hitting home runs and driving in runs, but there's more aspects to the game. If you want to go most valuable hitter, the MVH, fine, give it to Aaron Judge. But when you're talking about player, to me, that encompasses your entire body of work. And while Aaron Judge is a fine defensive player, he's not Bobby Witt Jr., guys. And I still have people this week coming up and talking to me about those plays he made. Was it against the White Sox last week or two weeks ago in the hole where he's throwing guys out and making plays in the ninth inning and doing things at shortstop that nobody's seen before? You're not talking about that with Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is a very much, and I hate even using the term one-dimensional player because he's better than a one-dimensional player, but that one dimension is so huge it overshadows everything else. But Bobby Witt Jr. is a 5-tool player. Bobby Witt Jr. is winning you games on both sides of the ball. He's winning games with his glove. He's winning games with his bat. He's winning games with his speed for you. Aaron Judge isn't doing that. Bobby Witt is the best overall player in baseball. His team is winning, and therefore, in my opinion, he's the MVP of the American League.
Bobby Witt Jr. has 78 strikeouts this year. You want to take a guess how many Aaron Judge has? 125.
A lot more.
Yeah. And this is one of those awards this year between Bobby Witt Jr. and Aaron Judge where the MVP race is going to come down to nitpicking, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron Judge has more home runs. Cool. Bobby Witt Jr. has played more games. Yep. Bobby Witt Jr. has more hits. Yep. Bobby Witt Jr. has a better average. Yep. Aaron Judge has a better slug. Cool. Great. Aaron Judge has a better on-base percentage. Awesome. Bobby Witt Jr. has 78 strikeouts. Aaron Judge has 125. Baltimore won their division. Royals win their division. When you get into semantics of the MVP award and it's this close, you do have to nit, and I know you hate it, you do have to nitpick stats. The WAR cancels each other out. They're like 0.4 differential. But when you look at stats between the two and you look at yourself, you say, who now is more valuable to their team? To me, bias as hell. I don't care. I've loved this kid since they drafted him. To me, you have to think Bobby Witt Jr. is there. Going to have 30 home runs, going to have 40 doubles, going to have 15 triples, going to hit at least 340, going to strike out less than 100 times, and his team's going to be a playoff team. That's, to me, when you put all that together, Bobby Witt Jr. exceeded expectations. We know Bobby Witt Jr. is great. We didn't know he was this great this year, and right. He was. Aaron Judge is supposed to be this player every year.
Yeah, this is who Aaron Judge is, right? And I hope this is who Bobby Witt is, too, yeah. Right? Like, every year, I had somebody refer to him the other day. They go, he really is the rainbow unicorn. And I'm like, okay, I like that.
Generational talent.
Yeah, he is. He is generational talent. But like, take the stats, throw them in the trash for a second. Watch a game. who impacts the game more? Who is having a bigger impact on the game over the course of nine innings? Is it Aaron Judge or is it Bobby Witt Jr.? And when you judge it by that and you look at that, the answer is clear. It's Bobby Witt Jr. And he does. He plays shortstop, but he plays the shortstop position better than anybody else. And he makes plays better than anybody else. And he's doing things we haven't seen. Aaron Judge has never done something on defense that I haven't seen before. Quite honestly, Aaron Judge mashing home runs, I've seen guys hit home runs before. I haven't seen anything like what Bobby Witt is doing right now. He's on the cover of Baseball America this week, so get your copy of Baseball America. Great cover and story about Bobby Witt Jr. That guy is changing the game. That guy is becoming a superstar right before our eyes, and Bobby Witt Jr. is the reason why the Royals are where they are right now. Aaron Judge is a great baseball player, but this year it's okay to take a back seat and say, Bobby Witt's the most valuable player in this league.
I ask you this question. Ninth inning, tie game, winner, baseball player, Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, who do you want to play?
Tie game.
Ninth inning.
I'm taking Bobby Witt. His batting average is higher.
No doubt about it. Fesco in the morning brought
to you. Which tells me he gets more hits than Aaron Judge. I know people don't like batting average these days, but you got a guy that's 340 versus a guy that's 310. I'm taking the guy that's 340 every time. The odds are better. I'm a gambler.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.